Lawrence Eagleburger, a key President Reagan advisor, told the president to remove a reference to Star Wars in a national speech. The president balked. Eagleburger tried again, and again he failed to persuade Reagan. Clearly, the president marched to his own drummer, and in this case, employed use of the theoretical Star Wars possibilities to extract concessions from Soviet leaders. It is worth recalling that historical moment with the present stance adopted by President Trump and the prospective summit with North Korea. President Trump's high wire act is fraught with peril. His advisors have argued for conventional diplomacy, but that simply isn't Trump. In agreeing to meet with Kim Jong-un, the president had made a stunning concession. North Korea has longed for a direct summit with the U.S. president in order to establish its bona fides as an Asian power, overlooking the devastation precipitated by its government on the North Korean population. Although President Trump noted that sanctions will remain intact, North Korea has been granted a reward prior to verifiable steps toward denuclearization. Despite any clear signal, North Korea has changed its nuclear weapons program. Recognition of one kind or another has been obtained. In discussing his opening to China, President Nixon argued that negotiations should involve little more than agreement on structure. What each side receives is not a function of blue sky conversation. Just as litigators should already know the answer to questions they pose to witnesses, we should have in hand a well-carved-out plan for denuclearization along with no limits on verification. To do any less is to raise expectations to an unrealistic level based on goodwill, acceptance of North Korean assurances. To Susan Rice, a former national security advisor to President Obama, accepting North Korea as a nuclear power is a good idea that forestalls military engagement. It might also be noted it is a form of preemptive appeasement. Yet, and there is a yet, one wonders if Trump can pull this off. He sees himself as a master negotiator. If he comes away from the summit with little to show, he will face embarrassment, and more significantly, the U.S. will have lost global prestige. Trump surely must recognize these risks. If I were Trump, I would insist on wheels at the bottom of my chair so I can rapidly remove myself from negotiations if things go off track. The entire history of U.S.-North Korean negotiations has been fraught with lies. President Clinton provided food and fuel and aid to North Korea with the assumption it would lead to the cessation of North Korean nuclear weapons programs. He was played like a Stradivarius. In fact, those measures reinforced the North Korean extortion tactics passed on from grandfather to father to son. Can the past be undone? Can North Korea shed its instinctive act of dissimulation? Is Donald Trump our wizard working behind the curtain for a brave new world of nuclear stability? Will he offer sweeteners such as early relaxation of sanctions? The public jury awaits a verdict, since global order may very well depend on it.